Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome, one and all, Blog Talk listeners. God bless you. This is I, your host, Minister Von Dillmans, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. And let's come on and just confess that you are blessed. Can you confess tonight that you are blessed, regardless of what the situation is? And I know it's a lot of stuff going on. The seasons are changing, and things are changing in your life just as quickly. And I know it's warm one day, and then the next day it's windy or it's tossed, and it looks like things are upside down. However it may be going on in your life right now, as the seasons change, know that there is some changes that needs to be made in your life. And sometimes we get a little weary when changes start going on in our lives because we get comfortable in that situation, and we pray to go to be stretched and to move into different areas, to higher grounds. Those are our prayers for ourselves, for our loved ones, for our kids. And then when the Lord begins to push us out of that place that we've been sitting at, push us into new positions, stretch us into new beginnings, look inside of us, and he begins to search and find all of those hidden secrets and hidden sins that you don't tell anyone about, you know, when you're out with your friends or with your coworkers, and you tell everyone that you got it together and you're over the drinking problem, or you forgot about the hardship that's been going on in your family, or you decided that you're going to move away from that adulterous relationship or that abusive relationship. But in your heart, behind those closed doors, we know that those things are not true. So if God starts to move you and push you and stretch you to make you grow for your growth, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to be stretched sometimes. And so sometimes we get caught up on those icky little feelings that we feel, and we forget about whatever it is, dear Father. I know that I trust in you. Wherever you carry me, I'm willing to go. I want to be the follower of Jesus Christ. That's why I classify myself as a Christian. Amen? Amen. Let's start our scripture, and we're going to go in confessing a little things about just that you're blessed wherever you're at, whatever is going on. Hear me, that you are blessed. And I want you to confess that to yourself. I want you to open your mouth and just say, I am blessed. I'm blessed today. Amen? I'm blessed. You know, the word tells us that he wants that you may prosper in every way. In every way, your spirituality. He wants you to prosper, to grow, to come higher, move into higher grounds. Your physical being. You know, he wants you to start doing some things differently. Forget about the past, what you did in the past. Let's start right now today deciding that I'm going to make me the best me I can be. And that means I'm going to have to stop throwing some stuff inside of me, because what goes inside of me can work against me, right? Let's talk a little bit about that in our scripture, and then we're going to start with prayer. And we'll go straight into the word, okay? In the meantime, the chat rooms are open. So God bless you, one and all. Feel free to chat, join the chat room also, okay? So our scripture is coming tonight from the book of Mark. Now, Mark is going to be in the New Testament, okay? It's Matthew, Mark. So if you're in Matthew, you're in the correct neighborhood, just go over to the right a little bit, to turn to the right and keep going until you get to chapter 7, okay? So we're going with Matthew, and it's going to talk a little bit about clean and unclean. Now, it's a little lengthy. We're not going to go too far into it, okay? But I want you to stay with me and hear me from the heart, okay? God has something to speak to you tonight through his word. Remember the scripture says God's word, and he right now is speaking to you. Will you invite him into your heart? Just open up your heart and listen to what he has to say tonight. Amen? The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. Verse 5 says, so the Pharisees and the teachers of the law asked Jesus, why don't your disciples live accordingly to the traditions of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands? So he replies to them, and he says, Isaiah was correct when he prophesied long ago about you hypocrites, as it is written. He said, for these people honor me with their lips. This is what Isaiah had already had foretold. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. And he said to them, he said, you have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. Now, this may be touching home a little bit here now. Reading again, verse 9, it says, you have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own tradition. We see that so much today. We set aside all the things that we just don't feel like that should apply to us. So we start to lean to our own understanding. You said, okay, I'm not married to this man, but why can't I live with him? Why can't I have sex? Why can't I go against what tradition says that it must be man and woman? Why can't I do things my way? So this is what the Lord is saying about it. He said again, he said, you're honoring me with your lips. But in your heart is so far away from me. Amen? He said, you worship me in vain. Your teachings are more about the rules that has been taught by you that are making them up as you go. Let's continue, shall we? Verse 10 says, for Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. Verse 11 says, but you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is Corban. Now, Corban, that's a gift devoted to God. And then you longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus, you nullify the word of God. By going against the word of God, it is now nullified. You nullify the word of God by making up your own rules as you go along. So you nullify the word of God by your traditions and you have handed down. And you do many things like this. And as we close for our scripture tonight, verse 14 says, and Jesus again called the crowd to him and said, listen to me, everyone, and understand this, nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. And after he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples pulled him aside and they asked him about the parable. They said, I don't understand. Don't you see that nothing enters a man from the outside? What do you mean? And God says, are you so dull? Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? For it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach, and then out of his body, In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean. And he went on, and what comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from within, out of that man's heart, comes evil thoughts. From within, out of that man's heart, becomes sexual immoralities, becomes theft, a murder, adultery. It's the greed that comes out of the heart. It's not what he put inside of him, because it went to his stomach and then out of him. But it's what's in his heart. It's what he gathers up and keeps in his heart, the malice that he puts in his heart, the deceit, the lewdness, the envy, the slander. It's the arrogance. It's the folly. Those are the things that will destroy us. So all of these evils come from inside and makes a man unclean. So your tradition may be that you have to do this, like the Pharisees. They would dare not sit down without everyone doing a ceremonial washing. We should be clean. I'm not, you know, hear me from the heart. But it's more than that. There's no need of cleaning the outside of you if you got the inside of you all nasty, all torn up, all broken up. Take some time and go back and look at those. Do a self-examination of yourself. And check yourself out and see, what's in my heart? What's in my heart? How do I feel when I know that I'm doing someone wrong? What's in my heart? How do I feel when I know that I'm lying? How does it make me feel? Or does it make me feel like, you know what? At least I got them before they got me. Are we living under that mentality? I don't know. Only you know. Because you can believe one thing, God looks at your heart. God looks at your heart. Man can get excited about your appearance. And you may be dressed all fine. You may look so good. And you may get attention everywhere you go. But God looks at the hardness of your heart. He looks at the dirtiness and the lying and the stealing of your heart. He said from your heart comes those evil thoughts. He looks at the sexual immoralities that's in your heart that you're covering up every day because that's your tradition. The theft, how you can just go and just steal from someone. The murder, the slander, the adultery, the greed. All of these things makes you unclean. So now as we know and are looking at ourselves, I invite you to come and let's go before the throne in prayer. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Father of all generations, Father of all beginnings and endings and the middle, our Abba Father, that Father that we can just come and just lay all of our burdens down, dear Father. They're heavy. They're weighing on us. And we can't take them, dear Father. Dear Father, people are committing suicide because the weight is so heavy. Dear Father, people are going having to go and rest inside of mental institutions because their minds can't hold all of the things that is weighing down on them so heavy. They're turning to drugs and alcohol. They're turning to lewdness, and they're turning to adultery. They're being turned out. They've been turned what they wanted to be on, and now it's off because it's the weight of the world, dear Father, that your word, your word, your word, your word. You said that your word would never come back to you void. And everything that you present and speak out from your heavenly being place, as it comes down to us, it is to penetrate us. And we should be able to grab hold of it. And as it returns to you, all of our troubles can return to you. You said that you are the one that can carry these burdens. We're not made and designed by you to do these, to carry these things. He said, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we just do not carry everything to the Lord in prayer. And we get caught up in traditions, Jesus, and we just get caught up to the point that we want to work it out. And people say, well, I can't take that little thing to Jesus. He wants you to do this. We are your arms and feet and legs. And so we ask you to cleanse us out, dear Father, from all of the things that are not like you. It may hurt and then take us through some squeezing and some stretching, but we trust in you, Jesus. And now may we decrease. And we invite you to come and increase. Dear Father, be in our lives and our situations. Come and live inside of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you feel better? Do you feel better? Did you lay something down? Do you feel better? Do you feel a lift? Did you bring something to mind? Did you find out something about you tonight? You don't have to tell me about it, but tell you about it. The biggest lie can be when you lie to yourself. Don't be a liar to yourself. I don't care what nobody else do. At the end of the day, when you take off your clothes, when you take off your makeup, when you stand and look at yourself, don't lie to yourself. Be honest to yourself. Tell you, we got to work on me. Amen? We got to work on me. I need you again to confess that you are blessed wherever you're at. You know, it really kind of irks me, and I guess it's a small thing, but it's just my personal thing. See, I really do love everything about the Lord. Even when I'm going through trials and tribulations, I just love that I can lean on him even when I don't understand. I can continue to lean on him. I don't want to waver. I don't want to turn. I don't want to dip. I don't want to dive. I want to stay straight right with him. Even when I don't understand, even when my heart is heavy because of that misunderstanding, I know I don't want to just lean on Vaughn's understanding, okay? I have to lean on his. I have to remember that his ways is higher than my ways. What he's carrying you through right now could be the way that he's answering that prayer that you've been praying about. Take your hand off of the situation. Take your hand off of that situation, my father, my sons, my daughters, my mothers. Take your hand out of that pot. Take it off of that situation. And take all of your cares to the Lord and leave them there. Trust in him that it's going to be okay. Confess that you are blessed. He said that he wants none of us to go away without everything that he has for us. He said that we may prosper in every way. You know, the blessing of the Lord is amazing. The blessing of the Lord is just powerful and is able to not only meet your needs. I know someone's struggling about their needs being met. But the blessings of the Lord are not only able to meet your needs, but it will grant you your desires. When your heart matches up with his heart, his desires for you is your desires for you. So he said he would grant you your desires. Again, we get confused sometimes, and we start getting these things in our heart that we think this should be our desires. But they don't match up with what God would want for us. Because he noted those things that would destroy us if he answered every one of those self-desiring prayers that you're praying. But you, when you start to get into a communication relationship with the Lord, you start to hear from him of what it is he's wanting for you, from you, what he's wanting you to do, what he wants to do to you, through you, for everyone around you, that your cup may run over, and not just you, but all around you will be set free, will be delivered, will be promoted, will be lifted up, will have a clear mind. That's when we start to know that I can trust him. I can trust his word that I will prosper in every way. My spiritual life will become a different walk of life. So again, when I hear people say, because we get a little rain, physical rain, oh, it was a nasty day today. Oh, it was an ugly day today. Oh, it was just terrible today. As if God made a mistake. Maybe he didn't understand what he was doing today. And that really, it hurts my heart because it's what you, you know, we get so upset if someone talk about our parents, and it's kind of an old rule that you don't talk about no one's mama, you know? You don't talk about their daddy. So when you're talking about my father and the designs of this world, and he woke you up and allowed you to see this brand new day, and the most you can say is, such a nasty day. such an ugly day. Did you not take out time to see what is it? Why do we need the rain, God? Why is it raining today? To see that through these rains I get these beautiful trees. The grass gets to grow. It washes away some of the diseases and the sickness. Now, it's on us if we decide that we're not going to drive according to the weather. That's on us. Point that finger back at you. That you didn't take out the time that you needed to enjoy the day. It's on us if you didn't dress properly according to the weather for that day. That's back on you. But don't put it on my Father. Don't put it back on my Abba Father, who has created all things, and all things are wonderful that he has created. If you died today, you would still be complaining about that too. God, I didn't get to live to see another day. Now I'm dying. So if you are able to walk and breathe, to look around and find something to say thank you, Jesus, about, can you say thank you for allowing me to be a part of this today? Hallelujah. I want you to start seeing yourself through the word with these scriptures that we're going to go over based on an affirmation. Saying yourself that you are blessed, and it is time for you to start saying so. It's time for you to start talking about the blessings of the Lord more than you're talking about the problems in your life right now. So Deuteronomy 28:2-8 is going to be our first one. I know you have your sword. Remember, always come with your sword. You don't show up to school with no pen and no paper. Don't show up for the word when you're in church. You're in church. The church is inside of you. We've been invited God to come and take control and speak to us and educate us. So here we are. Deuteronomy 28:2-8. This is one that I want you to start saying to yourself. And we got a few that we're going to go through. And let's start with that. Blessing of the Lord shall come upon me and overtake me. Let's look at that again. The blessings of the Lord shall come upon me and overtake me. Why? Because I obey the voice of the Lord. We're looking for God to come upon us. We're looking for his blessing. We're praying for his blessing. But sometimes we don't want to do anything. Remember, it's always an action to your action, okay? So the blessings of the Lord is going to come up on me and overtake me. It's going to run and chase me down. It's going to snatch me back out of that hell house. It's going to pull me out of that crack house. It's going to take me out of that married man's bed. The blessings of the Lord is going to come and overtake me when I begin to obey the voice of the Lord. Obey the voice of the Lord. How many people are sitting in prison right now because they said, I'm going to do it one more time? But you heard the voice of the Lord saying, don't. When I began to obey the voice of the Lord, those blessings that you've been praying about, they will start to come. You'll start to see them and receive them, and they will overtake you. Amen. Again, this is your host, Minister Von Dillmas. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Rate the show. Let's continue, shall we? It says, I want you to remember to tell yourself that I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the fields. I'm blessed going into this situation. And I'm going to be blessed when I come out of this situation. And that's the way you have to live your life. I know it don't look like we're going to make it through. I know it don't look like this marriage is going to be successful. I know it may not look like this child is going to turn out to amount to be anything. But I speak blessings over their lives. And I come to tell you. And I got to make me believe it before I can get anyone else to believe it. Because, see, the world may never believe it, but I got to get me to believe it. Come on, talk to yourself now. You got to strengthen yourself. David said, sometimes I got to strengthen myself. I got to lift myself up. I got to get myself in a better place. He says that I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I don't care where it may send me to. I'm blessed with a job. I'm blessed if I got laid off. I'm blessed with this marriage. I'm blessed if he walked out.
Come on in. I'm blessed going into this trouble. I'm blessed going into this situation. And I'm going to be blessed when I come out, whether you're standing there waiting on me to fall or not. If I fall, I get back up. But I will be blessed coming out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Talk to yourself now. He said that you may prosper in every way. To get your prosperity, you've got to talk to yourself and get yourself in a position to receive from the Lord. That's all we're doing. Strengthening yourself. Shake the dust off your feet. Hold your head up. Pull your shoulders back. Stick your chest out. I'm blessed going into this, and I'll be blessed coming out. Somebody told me here recently, they said, hey, I didn't think I would get a job. I was blessed enough to get this job. He gave me this job. Didn't think I would be able to lease an apartment. I was blessed enough that he allowed me to get the apartment, and he allowed me to get a vehicle, and he's going to allow me to go through everything else that may be facing me right now, maybe looking at me eyeball to eyeball. Stand up a little taller. I want you to know that thing looks like it's bigger than you. That thing may look like it's wider than you. But I have a Father who's in control, and that thing has to bow down. Has to bow down. And the Lord will prepare a table in the presence of your enemies, and all of those that are rooting against you will see you prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemies may come at me one way, but he will flee seven ways. Say it again. The enemy may come at me one way. He thinks because he's coming through this avenue, through this door, but he will flee seven ways. God commands the blessings to come up on me. He commands the blessings to come up on me. I hope you're speaking to yourself. Don't you allow this opportunity to just sit there. Talk to yourself. Self, God has commanded the blessings to come upon me, to come in my storehouse, and in everything I set my hand to do. God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I received that one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God has commanded the blessings to come upon me, to come in my storehouse, and everything that I set my hand to do. Deuteronomy 28:2-8. I dare you to put that on a postcard and hang it up on your mirror. Talk to yourself every morning about it. Before you go tonight, say it. If you need me to write it on postcards for you, hey, you know you can just contact me. WalkWithMeGod@AOL.com. I'll be more than happy to get it on postcards for you, put a little decoration on it, mail it to you your way. I want you to utilize this. These are the things that's going to put you in the right position to communicate with God, to get closer with God. You wouldn't dare wake up in the morning and not say hello to your loved one. But you would for God. Get yourself straight. He will move those people and those things out of your way. If it means that it's blocking him from you, you've never been blocked from him from you. But if it means that it's blocking you from him, amen? Let's go to our next one, Deuteronomy 28. And now we were just there 2 through 8. Let's jump to 13. 13, I like this one. 13 said, you've had it a lot. Now let's believe it. Talking to yourself, it says, I am the head and not the tail. Say it again. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. I know it may look like that you ain't driving what everyone else is driving. I know it may look like that you don't have the clothing that everybody else that's walking around you have. Tell yourself, honey, you just don't know what they may be going through. They may be some of the craziest people inside of their head. They may can't even get up and survive without popping pills just to get their mind halfway in the right second. Then you may not look at them the wrong way. Do they crying and running, trying to call their psychiatrists and psychologists because they can't make it through the day without it? Don't hear me from the heart. Nothing wrong with psychology. Nothing wrong with psychiatry. But don't compare yourself to that. I am the head and I'm not the tail, and I am above only, and I'm not beneath anything. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Jesus Christ because he's my strength. He's the one who lifts me up. He's the one who directs me to do all things through him. Then we're going to go to Deuteronomy 6:11. I'm going to keep you in Deuteronomy 6:11. It says, God has given me houses filled with all kinds of good things I did not provide. What? I'm looking for a house now. What you mean? In your heart, the cleanliness of your heart. He's housing your heart. He's putting things all inside of you that's going to propel you and get you to places that you didn't even know that you wanted to go. He said, God has given me houses filled with all kinds of good things that I did not provide. He has given me wells that I did not dig. He's given me vineyards that I did not plant. Men are going to come and pour into your bosom. They're going to pour the word into your bosom. You're going to start walking and talking like God. You're going to start making decisions like God. You're going to go into prayer. Let me share something with you, my sisters and my brothers. You know, sometimes we get so lost because our prayer life is not right. You know, it mentions in the Bible over and over and over again, Jesus never got too busy to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. He would tell us many times that he would take away, steal away from everything and go to pray. He would move away from the situation and go to be with his Father, to go to be in his Father's presence. If Jesus had to pray, why do you think that you can live your life without having a serious prayer life? And then you think, you wonder why things don't work out. Why do you think that you can only go to the Lord in prayer when you're deep in doubt and strung out and everything is at its worst? That's not when you talk to your loved ones. You talk to them daily about the good things, about the bad things, about the small things, about the big things. If Jesus had to constantly be into prayer for his direction, for his comfort, for his strength, don't lie to yourself. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that you're too busy to steal away to take some time to pray. You're killing your family, sir. You're devouring your own flesh, ma'am, because you're not in prayer. So the enemy keeps just presenting things in front of you to put inside of you that is destroying the time that you could be seriously doing something for the Lord. Jesus had to pray. Yeah, well, amen, amen. I know it may hurt, but if you can't say amen, just say ouch. Yeah, check yourself. But where you are don't mean that you have to stay there. The relationship that you have right now doesn't mean it has to be that way tomorrow. Because, see, we've already started right now tonight talking to ourselves. So when we're saying these things to ourselves, we're moving some of that cord off of your heart that's been there for a while. Yeah, you know you get an itch and you start to move and you see the dead skin on you. That's what that is that's flying up. That's why we have to bathe, because with ashes to ashes back to that dust. And so you see all that flaky stuff coming off of you. That's what's been going on tonight as we've been professing that we are blessed. Amen? Professing that we are going to receive what he said, that we may prosper in every way, our spirit, our physical being, and our financial properties. Prosperity. Amen? Sometimes we just think prosperity was going to overflow with money. Amen? We're going to pick right back up tomorrow because we have several more that we're going to go over. May the Lord be with each and every one of you. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Before we leave, I just want to go over just this one last one. And then we're going to do the invitation to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, God has given me the ability to produce with and to establish his covenant on earth. He has a covenant. And then Deuteronomy 1:11 said, I thank God for increasing me 1,000 times and blessing me as he promised. And we're going to pick up with that one tomorrow, Deuteronomy 1:11. Hallelujah, because he's blessing me, and I want to thank God for blessing me. And now I want to ask you, do you have that relationship with God? Do you want a better relationship? Do you want a rich relationship with God? You know, friend, Jesus wants you to give you, he wants to give you full access to a wonderful, a rewarding relationship with him. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, or you slipped away and you want to come back and grow again, whatever that case may be, I'd like to just introduce you to that friend. He's the greatest friend that you'll ever have. Please just pray this prayer with me. And as you confess it with your mouth, just believe it in your heart, and you will be born again. That means you will meet Jesus in a new light. Here we go. Don't let the opportunity pass you up. You may be in a bar right now, and you may have your earphones on right now, and you didn't even know what you was listening to on the blog talk, and you came up on this station. Let's say it to ourselves. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. And I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Please forgive me of my sins and create a clean and a new heart in me. Renew my spirit so that I can hear your voice. I want to hear from you, Jesus. And I accept you as my Savior. You are my Lord, I confess. Amen. Amen. You know, congratulations to each and every one of you. If you have just prayed that prayer, I say welcome into the family of God. So see, what is now starting right now? This has been a great day for you. I feel a break. You have a brand new victorious life, a great faith to look forward to. Now, let's get some help along the way. We are here to help each other. We are our brothers, people. Amen. Please allow me to pray with you. Allow me to help you in some way. Do you need a new Bible?
Where's your Bible?
Do you have a Bible with you? Always keep your story. Reach out to me. walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, I'm Minister Vaughn Dillon, and I'll be glad to help you in any way I can. As we leave tonight's broadcast, remember to meet us back here tomorrow night, same time, 10 o'clock p.m., and remember to rate the show if you're online listening. You know, God loves you more than anything or anyone that you've ever met. I know that's hard for you to believe, but even more than your mom, even more than your dad, he's looking out for you.